Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Well, we're almost halfway through June and the end of the month is the due date for several things. Firstly, business operators are reminded that licence and permit renewals are due by June 30. Now, these licences and permits apply to food businesses, businesses that handle fuel or dangerous goods, and businesses that undertake environmental activities. Any business owners who have not received their notice should contact their nearest council service centre. June 30 is also the due date for renewing cat and dog registrations. Now, council has issued renewal notices to owners of registered pets, but if you haven't received your renewal notice, please contact your nearest council service centre. And if you have a new puppy or kitten, and it's older than 3 months, you will need to register your pet by June 30 if you haven't already done so. And while we're still on June 30, this date marks the closing of Sustainable Home Toowoomba to the public. Now, the home is located at 308 Ramsey Street and is the most successful of the 14 sustainable homes built across the state as part of the state government's Sustainable Home Program. So if you want some tips on efficient use of resources and environmentally friendly living, make sure you drop in a council sustainable home during the next 2 weeks. Individuals, couples and families can drop in any time between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays. If you're in a tour group, you need to make an appointment by calling 4613 5840. Now, the call has gone out for volunteers for a couple of local events. The Endeavour Challenge has been held in conjunction with the Tour of Toowoomba from June 25 to June 27. Now, this is Queensland's first three-day cycle race featuring Australia's best mile road cycling teams. Endeavour needs volunteers, even for as little as a couple of hours. You can help out in a variety of roles, such as an information officer, a marshal, merchandising and the rest stop staff. And you also get to watch the best pro cyclists in action. If you can help Endeavour, please call Kim Savis on 3908 7162. Now, this event is a little way off. It's on Sunday, August 8th, but with the year flying by, it'll be here before we know it. Council's Multicultural Development Officer, Elizabeth Jones, is calling for volunteers to help out at the Toowoomba Languages and Cultures Festival in Queen's Park. The festival is a lot of fun and brings together a host of organisations and performers showcasing the cultural diversity of our community. Now, the day will feature workshops, entertainment, food, dance displays and activities for the entire family. So if you've got a couple of hours to spare on August the 8th, why not give Elizabeth a call at council? It's getting towards that time of year again. In the coming months, council issues rate notices for the first half of 2010 and 2011 financial year. Rather than pay your rates twice a year, you can arrange to pay your rates in instalments. The rates easy pay allows you to have regular payments direct debited from your bank, building society or credit union account. And by keeping your payments up to date, you won't miss your rates discount. To discuss a rates easy pay plan that suits your budget, call into your nearest council service centre. As usual, there'll be roadworks going on around the region. In particular, at the Ruthven and Jellicoe Street intersection, they'll be continuing their work there, and that requires Ruthven Street to be reduced to one lane in both directions. Cook Street is also closed at Ruthven Street. The section at Jellicoe Street from Ruthven Street to Hagen Street is closed due to intersection upgrade works, and traffic will be detoured at Ruthven Street and Hagen Street. Council advises heavy vehicle operators to access Jellicoe Street from Maud Street. There's also going to be work in the Annan Street car park, and that may restrict access to some parking bays. During the roadworks, lane closures may be necessary at the section of Taylor Street from Payne to Wyala Street. And rehabilitation works in preparation for resealing of the Okikuya Road may result in delays of up to 10 minutes. And remember, if you want to learn more about council activities and services, anything from lodging a building application, what jobs are available at council, or seeing what's on in the region, log on to council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.